Matt, we are 60 days away from the 2014 Farm Science Review.
You know, Dave, this is hard to believe. I can't believe it. When you start looking at the calendar and you say, wow, this is July 16th, August 16th, September 16th, and at 8 o'clock a.m. that day, the show's going to open.
Well, let's take a moment and talk about what happens from now until that opening morning.
Well, when we start looking at them about 60 days out, we kind of say around the office the heat gets turned up a little bit. And not in a bad way, but a fun way. I mean, there's a lot of planning that takes place. I mean, we're in the process of getting the site ready to go. We're going to be doing some new paving projects and electrical repair and things like that. It's more behind the scenes. We've been mowing the exhibit area, and it was ready for a show about June 1. I mean, Nick Zachrich, our site manager, is doing a great job, and so we're just very excited about what we're seeing at the site.
How are crops looking?
Crops are awesome. We started tasseling on June 30. So if we can hit tassel by, we always say by July 10th, we're okay. So when you can be 10 days early, the corn looks awesome. Nate was telling me, Nate Doritis, our farm manager, he said, Matt, the corn's 12 foot tall, 13 foot tall. He said, looks great. Soybeans are blooming. So we're on task right now, or on schedule, to have one of the best crops we've had again compared to last year in 2013.
So let's talk about exhibitors. Sounds like things are moving along nicely in that area.
Right now we're sold out. One of the things we're doing this year is, as you walk into the gates, you'll be able to see antique tractors. We had them sprinkled out through the exhibit area. This year they're going to be our main greeters, and we're really excited about that. That allows us to open up more space to get more quality exhibitors in, and that's what we want to do.
Another new aspect to the show this year, for those folks that are interested in grain handling systems, you got some new things going on over in that part of the show area.
That's right. When there's several different aspects to this show. You know, we have the static exhibits, but we also have some of the most dynamic field demonstrations in the Midwest. And so this year, along with the combines and the soybeans and the tillage, we're also going to be highlighting our new grain storage facility. We're putting up a 50,000 bushel corn bin, a 46,000 bushel soybean bin, new pits, new legs. So it's going to be there, and you want to come see it. And also in field demos, we're going to have two planters that are going to be at the in field demonstrations. One's going to be from AGCO, and the other one's going to be from John Deere. So you hear about these new high-speed planters that I call them white knuckle planters. So farmers will want to come see field demos and the planters.
Matt, it sounds like another great show coming up in mid-September.
We're excited, and we want everybody to come. If you're from Indiana or Illinois or surrounding states, you can buy your tickets online at fsr.osu.edu. You can get all the information there about the farm show. If you're in Ohio, the extension offices have them. So come get your tickets early. They're a little bit cheaper, and come see us.
Matt, it's always a pleasure. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much. Looking forward to it.